Despite the fact that MABS were talking about a quadrupling in their services around 2013, what we've seen is a budget cut from 19.1 million, which is a small budget to start off with, in 2013, cut down to 17.9 million in 2015. That's, you know, over €1 million taken from their budget, about 7% taken. And it's coupled with the Citizens Information Board as well, which oversees MABS, which had a 10% cut in their money made available to them during the period of this government. And it shows just that this government isn't serious about supporting people who are hard-pressed in terms of dealing with their day-to-day budgets and the austerity measures that the government implemented, but also in particular in relation to the housing crisis and people being made homeless, people being forced out of their homes as a result of banks and unable to pay their mortgages. And at a time when they need the state support, funding has been cut from MABS, and MABS are being asked to do an impossible task.
Now, the government is going to argue that it has other schemes, it has other initiatives which will fill that gap and provide that service. You're saying they may well do, but they're simply not working.
Well, we looked at those schemes, and I've been teasing this out with the ministers over the last number of weeks. One of their big schemes that they announced 3.5 years ago was the mortgage to rent scheme. They told us that 3,500 families would be able to stay in their home, wouldn't lose their home, and would be able to rent their homes back from the local authorities, which would take on these properties from the financial institutions. Despite 3.5 years passing, we've only had 246 families been able to avail of this scheme. In our own county of Donegal, only 3 families have been able to avail of it, despite in my offices, families coming to me telling me that they want the scheme, telling me that they've been approved for the scheme. The local authorities, the funding that's been made available to them, only a fraction of it has been drawn down, and the scheme simply doesn't work. And not only does it not work, but we have been pointing this out to the government time and time again. There was an all-party group done, report done a number of years ago, which I was party of, looking for a reform of this. It simply hasn't happened in any meaningful way.
Is this going to become a major election issue in the coming weeks and months?
Well, I think it's more than just an election issue. We have an emergency at this point in time in terms of homelessness. Sinn Féin has tabled motions in the Dáil, which have been debated last night and today in relation to this crisis. And it is an emergency at this point in time. We know it's very acute around the areas of Dublin, but it's also affecting every corner of the country with large numbers of people on the housing waiting list. Other people who are simply homeless but staying in their sofas and different houses and so on. And so this has to be addressed, and it has to be addressed urgently. And the best way of doing this is putting investment into rebuilding social housing, just to start off with, something that this government hasn't done over the last 5 years.